special request for Dan and Brooklyn.
He's a star.
For Dana Barrero.
Good job, Dana.
Yay!
I'm hiring my next gig if it's in radio. There is another good song. Well, never mind. There's one more song before the finale suite.
No!
There is.
No! Yeah. No, I thought you were starting it at midnight.
No.
No, the finale suite has to end at midnight.
No, yeah. We have to sign it off.
But Rich and Mimi still haven't said anything. Should we talk to a couple listeners first?
If you want to, go ahead.
Let's do that. Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
I know you've been waiting a long time to get on the air. Well, your chance has finally come.
All right.
How you doing?
Pretty good. This is Tyrone Khan.
Hi, Tyrone.
Yeah, hi. May I speak to Dr. Demento?
He's right here.
He's right here.
Sure.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Pretty good.
We're winding up this radio for the last time tonight.
But my
show will continue.
Yeah, and I met you not too long ago at in West Hollywood at the seminar.
Oh yeah, what a great time! Well, we gotta run along. We gotta run along. Saddle up this horse.
Okay, thanks for calling.
The cowboy sold the ranch.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm gonna miss you guys when you're gone. But I was gonna tell you, the phone's been ringing for like almost an hour, but I had a tape all queued up of announcement just before you went on the air from the general manager or the program director or somebody, and I was going to play it, but I finally gave up and went to the end of the tape so I could record the end of your station.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. I'll tell you what, I want to let Rich say something because he's waiting there to talk.
Oh, you're kidding. You are. This is like on cue. I just want to say it's been a great experience. I mean, I've had the opportunity to see this station from the beginning. And
you were here before it was FM1.
Right. In fact, it was really, quite interesting to be involved with the last few hours of K-Lite and, everybody being here in one big happy family. It's wonderful to see the growth and the team effort that has been put together to make this a successful radio station. A lot of people may, not consider us a great success because of ratings or for whatever reason they might have. But believe me, it has been a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I think the great team of professionals here have grown and have benefited by this wonderful, magical experience that we've had. I think the wonderful thing about it is we'll be able to influence this experience into the next step and the next level that we all go to. And it's also, not to say anything short of the fact that it's been a wonderful experience for Southern California.
Well put. Well put.
All I can say is about the same that Rich said. But I have one last plea, is because we forgot to record our music hall. So if someone has a decent copy, the very last music hall.
Self-serving to the end.
On 101.9. Hey, I don't
that's
have a
cool.
copy.
I know, that's cool.
Someone call me at 818-754-4391. That's my
She gave out her home number.
No, it's not my home number.
Did you get that? It was 818.
Yeah, 818-754-4391.
Mimi's home number.
No, it's not.
So there's one more song here before the grand finale. We'll come back, we'll say goodbye, and then we'll play the finale suite. Okay? Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
You're right, it did come back.
Yes.
Dennis, a true prog rock jock. Knows his Zeppelin deep cuts backwards and forwards. All right, so the air staff each want to say a few words before we go. So let's get started. Who's going first?
I will.
Okay, Lori Williams. Okay.
So I have 5 words or less?
Yes.
Just thanks. Thanks to everyone. Bye.
Good one. That was 4 words. That was good.
This is Terry Gladstone. Thank you so much. I don't know. That's it. Thank you.
That was more than 5 words, Terry. That was your rule.
Okay, who's next?
I love L.A. Thanks for listening. Bye.
It's Mimi. I love you all. Bye.
This is Rich. It's been a great ride. Bye all.
Nicole.
This has been the most amazing run of 2.5 years of my life. Thank you. I love you all and keep the music alive.
This is Dr. Demento. Don't forget to stay Demento. Five words.
Anybody left? Just me?
Yeah.
Rock on. That's all I have to say. Shall we conclude now with the sweet finale?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's do it.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
One store's away.
This is Bill Ward, General Manager of KSCA. I couldn't sleep the other night, so I thought it was a good time to write the sign-off for the station and perhaps include some personal thoughts about our radio station, KSCA. Everyone has his own view or perception of life and its changes. For those of us working here and for some outside these walls, this radio station has been a big and very nice part of our lives. As we leave the air, it's not a time to blame others for the changes that will take place here. Certainly not our cellar, for it was our owners, Gene and Jackie Autry, who gave us the opportunity 2.5 years ago to create this format. At the time, Gene was 87 years old. Gene Autry acquired his first radio station in Los Angeles back in 1952. That was KMPC, nearly a half century ago. For decades, with such great talents as Dick Whittinghill, Gary Owens, Johnny Grant, Dick Enberg, Robert W. Morgan, and many, many more, KMPC was a legendary station, known not only in Los Angeles, but across the country. It was Lloyd Sigmund, then manager of KMPC, that invented the Sig Alert. For decades, KMPC was truly the station of the stars. Now, at age 89, Gene Autry has certainly earned the right to take it easy if he wishes. Divesting himself of the day-to-day burdens of owning the Angels and a radio station are major steps toward winding things down. We should not blame the new operators of the station either. Clear Channel and Heftel are specialists in their programming and service to the communities they serve, as evidenced by the remarkable success of their two great radio stations in Los Angeles, K-Love and KTNQ. We started this format, FM 101.9, on July 1st, 1994. At the beginning, I announced our program philosophy. Our intention was to present new music by today and tomorrow's new writers and artists, and to also play and honor those wonderful writers and performers who have pioneered our music. I hope we've lived up to our original plan. At the time of our sign-on, I was quoting a visionary who said, "All true things must change. Only that which changes remains true. And now we must change." I hope during these past couple of years, we've remained true. With deregulation of the broadcast industry and the technical explosions on the internet and all around us, some things get lost. In this case, it's the music, and that's too bad. But with all the technical changes, there will be a new door, a new way for the new songs to be heard. It may be on another radio station or through some new technology that is yet to be marketed. As it was with Tom Donahue on KPPC or KSAN or David Moorhead, Sam Bellamy, or Howard Bloom on KMET, there will be another voice on another frequency or perhaps another service that will provide something special, something new for our ears and hearts. Before we sign off this station, please allow me to share a few personal memories of the last 2.5 years here at FM 101.9. I'll never forget Rich Guzman signing off K-Light, then Dennis Constantine playing the first song on the new FM 101.9. It was by Sheryl Crow. "This ain't no disco," she said. "This is L.A., and all I want to do is have some fun." And we did. As Sheryl sang, I remember Robert Lyles, our promotion director, skip dancing down the hall of the station and grabbing our national sales manager, Carol Wagner Allen, by the arm and giving her a whirl that would have made Astaire and Rogers smile. And when I think of it, I almost cry with joy. I remember Mike and Nicole in a television interview just days before our sign-on. "Sure," Mike said, "we'll play requests from listeners if they get the phones installed." I remember all the live performances at our tiny FM 101.9 music hall, There was Joni Mitchell, Sting, Lyle Lovett, Dan Hicks, Warren Zevon, Little Feat, Joan Osborne, Dave Alvin, Chris Isaak, Ted Hawkins, less than a month before his passing. Nancy Griffith, Willie Porter, Tony Bennett, Bare Naked Ladies, Cab Mo, Tori Amos, The Wild Colonials. Emmy Lou Harris was one of the first performers, and she performed in the music hall several times. Bruce Hornsby. In fact, there were nearly 300 who have appeared live in the music hall over the past 2.5 years. It is just a hallway, by the way. The FM 101.9 music hall is probably no larger than most people's kitchen. I remember last February when Willie Nelson and Leon Russell serenaded our owner, Gene Autry, in the music hall for over a half an hour. I also remember the night Joni Mitchell broadcast from the stage of the Gene Autry Museum. As part of the set, there was a life-size picture of Roy Rogers peering through the window as Joni performed. And I'll never forget Dar Williams and Joan Baez at 8 o'clock in the morning on a remote broadcast from Starbucks in Woodland Hills as she led Nicole and Chuck and the hundreds assembled in the singing of Amazing Grace. It was truly amazing. Perhaps my most fun memory of the music hall was when Brian Setzer and his 17-piece band performed. Actually, Brian and his band played not only in the music hall, but all over the station. We had to lock the lobby and turn off the switchboard telephones so they didn't interfere with the broadcast. I have so many wonderful memories of the last 2.5 years. Memories about the music and performers, but mostly about the people you heard and the people you didn't hear that made FM 101.9 happen. I'd like to mention a few of them. Mike, Adele, Steve, and Reuben, Patrick, Juan, Horatio, Little Steve, Bert, and Dick, and Carol. There's the other Carol, too, and Lena May, Emmy, Mary Lee, Dancing Ricardo, Daryl and John, Nicole, Terry, Julio, Larry, Lori, and the other Terry. There's Anita and Chuck. And by the way, Chuck, I don't think we'll have time for you to do the 3,000th edition of the KSCA Morning News. Sorry. And I'll also cherish my occasional visits with my favorite nighttime mom, Mimi, and her little Aaliyah, who will be 2 this spring, I think. I'll remember the confusion of our department head meetings with Bob from sales, Bob from accounting, and Robert from promotions. There was Bill, Bob, and Robert. No wonder our meetings, while small, were sometimes... Friendly David and Linda. Linda and I have worked together at 3 Los Angeles radio stations over a period of 22 years together. Then, of course, there's Lindsay, my best friend and bud. LT and I have been together for the past dozen years. She's a member of my family, in fact. Well, seems like it. Then there's Kim and Dane, Bonnie and Jeff. Jeff and I go back to the KMET days. There's also Barry or Dr. Demento. We also go back to the days of the Mighty Met. And then there's Gene and Jackie. They made all of this possible for all of us. And Carl Scott. In fact, it was Carl that got me started thinking about this format in the first place. So, after the music, we're left with the memories, but that's good. But memories are hard to articulate. The best things always are. As Heinrich Zimmer said, the best things can't be told. The second best are misunderstood. All the others have to do with biography and history and are poorly translated. So after the music, we're left with our memories. And for me, that's just fine. For our memories reside in the soul and live forever. This is KSCA FM 101.9, Glendale, California. We now end our broadcast day. KSCA FM is owned and operated by Golden West Broadcasters. Our studios are located at 6767 Forest Lawn Drive in Los Angeles. Our transmitter is atop Mount Wilson. This is Bill Ward speaking for the staff, management, and friends of KSCA FM 101.9. Good night.
Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah. Someday I'm gonna make her mine.